Indeed, a pleasure to be here today. And what I'm going to do is that I'm going to reflect a little bit on the work that we are doing in the region of the Americas on health in all policies, how that links to the SDGs. And what I plan to do over the next 15 minutes is to also give you a little bit of context, because as you may know, the very famous Ilona Kickbush always says, when we talk about health in all policies, we really need to think about context. So I will take you through a very brief panorama of the region of the Americas. Then I will also address some of the work that we're doing at the Pan American Health Organization and look how we are translating the agendas of health in all policies and that of the SDGs into practice. And then I will conclude by identifying some of the core windows of opportunities that currently exist. On a positive note, I think it's important to point out that at the end of the MDGs, we have seen significant progress in the region of the Americas. We have seen a decrease in extreme poverty, in child mortality, and we've also seen a significant increase in life expectancy. But having said that, we cannot rest on our laurels. We know that inequity continue to be a huge challenge, not just for the regions of the America, but also as a whole globally. And if we look at the world as a whole, we know that 2.2 people worldwide live on less than $2 a day. We also know that there is a 32-year gap in average female life expectancy between Mozambique and Japan. And if we go a little bit closer to the region of the Americas, that you'll see that life expectancy in the Dominican Republic is that of 73.5 years, whereas in Haiti it's 62.2. So that's a gap of 11.3 years within the same island. So again, just to point out that when we think about inequity, we really have to think about inequity not just between countries, but also within countries. And that speaks to the place where I currently live, which is Washington, D.C. If you have a look at the metro map here, the red line, which is the line that I use for my commute, you will see that that has a total of 17 stops that span over 30 miles. And you'll also see that within those 30 miles, there is an estimated 9 year of difference in terms of lifespan. So again, we really need to think about inequities within our context and local context as well. So despite the fact that Latin America and the Caribbean is a middle-income region, the region is also the most unequal region in the world in terms of income. If you look at the graph just here, you'll see that income has indeed increased significantly over the last 30 years, but so has the gap between those who have and those who have not. We have very specific challenges in the region of the Americas. Some of them are related to a changing epidemiological profile. We're also seeing a very significant increase in urbanization, and we have a huge challenge in terms of non-communicable diseases. And again, just to point out here that when we address non-communicable diseases, we really need to think about the different determinants of health. And when you look at those different determinants of health, it is very clear that the health sector alone cannot address those on their own. So again, we need to really think about how to really apply a health in all policies approach. Again, I just want to point out, Dr. Danel very eloquently talked about who we are as an organization. We are an intergovernmental organization. We do consist of different member states, a total of 38 member states. Historically, equity and social determinants of health have very much been part of our agenda. It's something that our countries have taken very, very seriously. And in our five-year strategic plan, you will see that we have very specific indicators on health in all policies as well as that of social determinants of health. And I say that because this is also a way for us to be accountable in terms of our work. We report back every 6 months, taking stock of the work that we are doing. I want to draw your attention to the real political declaration on the social determinants of health that was adopted by member states in 2011. A lot of you will be familiar with the Commission on the Social Determinants of Health that was launched in 2005, chaired by Michael Marmot, and that consisted of a number of knowledge networks. They launched their report on the social determinants of health in 2008. And in 2011, countries had an opportunity to take stock of where they were in terms of addressing health inequities using or specifically addressing the social determinants of health. This was very important because this conference was really an opportunity for countries to share their experiences as well. But very importantly, what came out of the country, out of this particular conference, was the political declaration on the social determinants of health that consists of five pillars: participation, the role of the health sector, governance, global action, as well as monitoring. And I mention that because these are, in fact, the five pillars that inform our work at PAHO on the social determinants of health. But more importantly, in that particular declaration, it stated very clearly that health in all policies is indeed the tool to implement this particular declaration. So what have we done in the region of the Americas in terms of health in all policies? The central theme of the 8th Conference on Health Promotion called for health in all policies. In preparing for that particular conference, PAHO called for a regional consultation that took place in Brazil in February 2013. This was an opportunity for the countries in our region to again take stock of what had been done on health in all policies and to really review case studies that was being developed at the time. Out of that particular consultation, there was also a very specific recommendation, and that recommendation was that the region really needed an action plan on health in all policies. And why was that recommendation so important? That recommendation was so important because we know health in all policies is not a new term, by no means. It goes back all the way to Alma-Ata. But what countries said was that we really now need to be accountable. We need to have a plan, and we need to sort of define concrete indicators and steps as to how to achieve this, because it continues to be a challenge. During that consultation, an outcome of that consultation was the development of 26 case studies from the region. Those were showcased at the conference in Finland. There was so much interest in those case studies that we developed another 5 case studies in much more detail, because one of the things that we hear from our countries is that they really want to know the how-to. How do we do this? What does this mean in practice? And we also conducted a regional analysis of intersectoral action in partnership with the Chile University. And then in June 2013, countries committed to health in all policies to the statement. And in January 2014, we saw the WHO health in all policies framework for country action launched. Now, this is important because as a region, we are very proud of the fact that we are the first WHO region to have a regional plan of action on health in all policies. It's also to say that that plan has, of course, been informed by a number of consultations. It's been informed by the case studies that we have in the region, by the evidence, as well as close consultations with our partners in Geneva. It's important to say that that particular plan of action is aligned with the framework that was developed by WHO. And you'll see we have different lines of actions here. What happened in March this year was very significant because we wanted to make sure that this plan is, that we really commit to this plan. We have very concrete results at the end of 5 years. So what we did in March this year was that we called for an expert consultation. We had more than 65 experts with us in Washington, really defining concrete actions for each line of action, including that of capacity and monitoring. And what these experts did was that they developed a roadmap. So we now have a roadmap that we are implementing, and I will talk a little bit about those activities a little later on. What our experts also did was that they participated in the development of this white paper on health in all policies. We saw that there was a need to really consolidate the evidence that we have in the region. And why do I say that? I think often what happens is that a lot of the evidence that come out of the region of the Americas is written in Spanish. So sometimes it doesn't get to the world. And we have so much rich evidence that we really need to share. So we saw the need to develop this white paper, and our experts were very instrumental in developing that. They were also instrumental in helping us develop an indicator analysis in terms of how do you actually do health in all policies. And that came about because our countries also expressed the need that they may want to also develop plans that are much more context specific. At this moment in time as well, we're very fortunate to have one of our key train us with, as we are rolling out the HIAP manual. This is a manual that was developed by the WHO hand in hand with Ilona Kickbush. And then what we did was that we, each region, each WHO region, have trained representatives from three institutions. And we are currently rolling that manual out. I'll talk a little bit about that later. And then we also established a task force and a working group on health and all policies and the SDGs. And this is important. Let me talk about, just before I go into the SDG and the task force, I just want to reiterate that we have wonderful, wonderful, rich evidence in this region. We're going to hear from Dr. Salgado a little later about the experience of Mexico. But again, just to point out that this is all documented and available on our website. So what are we planning? What are the opportunities that we have? As I mentioned, we are currently rolling out the training on health and all policies. We have conducted two trainings, one in Suriname, one in Mexico, and we are about to conduct a third training in Brazil. These trainings are important. It's not just training for the sake of training. There is a plan, and each training has a different audience that will have a specific role in terms of rolling out health and all policies. In Suriname, that particular training entailed a lot of different sectors. The training we did with Dr. Salgado in Mexico was actually a training of trainers that have now developed also not only policy briefs but also work plans in terms of how they're going to replicate this training. And the training that we are conducting in Brazil this month is really about involving or strengthening south-to-south collaboration. There's a lot of interest from other regions in terms of what we're doing, so we are inviting also our other regions to join this particular training. As I said, one thing that we're really focusing on at the moment is really documenting what's happening. It's documenting the case study. It's documenting the how-to. That's a core issue for us. And everything we do at the moment is really thoroughly documented. And then, as I mentioned, we have established an SDG and HIAP task force, and their role is to oversee the implementation of the regional plan of action on health and all policies. And we are very fortunate to have Dr. McQueen with us here, who is our task force, one of our task force members, and who will also address that work in detail. But I want to say we now have a core window of opportunity. You've already heard from Dr. Galvao the importance of the SDGs. But I also want to say that, of course, we have one particular goal that speaks to health. That's very, very important. But the role of our task force members is, of course, to identify opportunities beyond SDG 3. And I can tell you I was very fortunate to be part of the meeting in Chile that took place with our task force members, and it was a long meeting because what they did was that they really analyzed all the 17 goals and the different targets and looked at where are the opportunities in terms of health. So again, Dr. Galvao has mentioned that we have conducted an analysis in terms of PAHO's strategic plan and the SDG. We have our task force in place, and what the task force did at the last meeting we had in Brazil was that they developed a work plan. So we have a very concrete work plan in terms of where we are going next. And we are also at this moment working very closely with the Earth Institute at Columbia University to really strengthen regional capacity to implement the SDGs. The Earth Institute has a number of training materials that we are adapting to the region, and they're also joining us for our training in Brazil so that they are sort of, that they can be part of that and that they can also start documenting and interviewing all the experts that we have in the region. And then, of course, we're going to conduct national consultations to inform the regional SDG implementation. So concluding here, I just want to highlight that we have a number of opportunities. As I mentioned, we had our expert consultation in Washington, D.C. in March 2015. In December this year, we are going to have a regional forum on urban health, and the central theme here will be on that, on health in all policies. And again, we know that at the local level, there are wonderful, wonderful experiences and a lot of evidence on how this is being done, and we want to consolidate that evidence. It's also an opportunity for us to conduct another training. This will be done by one of the trainers that was trained in Mexico. And more importantly, this is where we're going to hold our first national consultation on the SDGs. We then have the WIPIS conference happening in Curitiba in Brazil in May 2016, where the focus is going to be on the SDGs. And then, of course, in November 2016, we are going to have the WHO Global Conference on Health Promotion, where we again are going to take stock, consolidate the work that we have done so far, and look at what our next challenge will be. On that note, I think my time is up. I want to thank you for your attention.